Shop till you drop. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Shoppers coming out in droves to find holiday deals, despite inflation and a possible railroad strike. Fox's Nate Foy reports from New York City.
Now, the official numbers from Black Friday haven't come in yet, but it's expected to be $9.2 billion in online sales, which would be a 1% increase from last year. But with inflation being almost 8%, retailers are actually losing ground in online sales.
As the nation faces the possibility of an upcoming railroad strike, President Biden says he is not planning to participate in negotiating a new labor deal for railroad unions. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more from Nantucket, where the president has been visiting during the Thanksgiving holiday.
President Biden venturing into town with his family for the tree lighting ceremony, annual tradition here on the island. President Biden enjoying a little shopping here on the island, including venturing into a local store as well. But while all seems happy on this little island, on the mainland, a different story. A railroad strike looms. Back in September, Biden took credit for averting that strike. But that deal is now in danger. This time, Biden says he's not jumping in to help negotiate, however.
New details emerging about the gunman who fatally shot six people in an employee break room at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Police say the supervisor bought a gun just hours before the shooting and left a note on his phone accusing colleagues of mocking him. It is not clear when the note was written, but the shooter claims he was harassed and pushed to the brink, thinking his phone was hacked.
The gunman, 31-year-old Andre Bing, was found dead on the scene. Taiwan's president resigning as leader of the ruling Democratic Progressive Party following local election losses. China has been issuing threats to Taiwan, saying the territory belongs to them. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
At least 10 people who were forced to remain in their burning apartment building in China due to COVID-19 lockdowns have died. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reporting from Washington.
Officials said that some of the building exits were originally blocked by lockdown barriers and then said that delayed response times were due to parked cars in the way of fire trucks. Social media users, though, reportedly claim that those cars were not parked there, but they had run out of gas and electricity a while ago, also caused by lockdown measures, so they were unable to be moved. On top of the 10 killed, 9 more were injured. In protests, they quickly erupted where that fire took place in the country's Muslim capital of Urumqi. In response, Chinese authorities in Xinjiang said yesterday that they would ease COVID lockdowns, so residents won't be able to leave their immediate compounds, but will be able to leave their individual buildings in shifts.
In more COVID-related news, officials in California are asking residents to wear masks again in indoor public spaces due to the increase in COVID-19 cases. Fox's Christina Coleman has more from Los Angeles.
Under CDC guidance, a weekly rate of 100 or more COVID cases for every 100,000 residents is considered a high rate of transmission, and we've passed that mark here in LA County. The number of new COVID cases reported each day jumped by nearly 70% since last month in this area. Over the past week, more than 1,400 new cases have been reported countywide each day. However, COVID hospitalizations and deaths do remain low, and the spike in cases is way below the surges we saw during the height of the pandemic. But health officials here still want people to be careful amid this rise in infection, so they strongly recommend people wear masks in public indoor spaces.
In World Cup action, following its shocking loss to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, Argentina defeated Mexico 2-0. Defending champ France, the first team to advance to the knockout round. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.